Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Exchange is a New York City-based arts institution committed to the creation of bold new artistic work. Their Orchard Project has made its way to our region. Over 25 projects will be developed in the various residencies of the Orchard Project in Saratoga Springs this month. It also marks the first ever Orchard Project Presents season, a series of public performances that will take place at Universal Preservation Hall, which is gorgeous, as well as at venues around Saratoga Springs. The series will feature events every week in June, including sneak peeks, cabarets, concerts, and even an open studio week. Events are already underway and will conclude with a concert with Tony Award-winning actor, singer, writer Alan Cumming. We get a look now at what is going on in Saratoga and beyond with Ari Edelson, who is the artistic director of The Exchange and founder of The Orchard. And Ari, it's great to have you here. Thank you
so much. Thanks.
All right. So the only confusion I have in what you do is, so there's The Exchange, and then there's The Orchard, and then The Orchard Project. So bring me through the family tree.
Okay. It's a very good question. My wife asks me this question all the time.
Okay, so it began with The Exchange.
It actually began with The Orchard Project, believe it or not.
It began with The Orchard Project.
So 8 years ago, a number of artists, including myself, had the epiphany that within the American theater ecosystem, there needed to be an opportunity for a place for risk. There needed to be a place where extraordinary artists could go and develop shows, ensembles could go and develop shows without the pressure of sharing that work in some sort of finalized form at the end of a week, 2 weeks, or whatever they were doing in that work.
It's okay to do great. It's okay to fail. It's okay to, you know, say this needs a little more work, whatever.
Exactly. You know, okay. It could, so, and 8 years ago, we started The Orchard Project.
All right.
And at that time, we had no idea if it would resonate with other artists. We had no idea if it would resonate with the entire theater community at large. And that was 100 shows ago. So we've developed since that time 100 different productions for somewhat like 90 different companies, ranging from shows that have gone up at Williamstown Theater Festival to shows that have gone up on Broadway. You know, last year's Tony Award winner, All the Way, was something that was written with us over two different summers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as we grew, we actually needed to figure out how we were going to umbrella all of this within a larger institution. So we actually took over The Exchange. You know, it's almost like Merrill Lynch taking over Bank of America,
okay,
sort of from the inside.
So The Exchange had already existed,
mm-hmm,
and you took over The Exchange.
And that's now the umbrella organization,
which basically had the same mission and
So The Exchange is a theater producing organization that supports,
yeah,
the development of new work and old work. And, you know, and its largest program right now is The Orchard Project.
Okay. So then if I'm reading this all correctly, basically what you're doing in Saratoga is a summer home where you're away from the city, where you bring artists away from the trials and tribulations of gorgeous New York City life to give them an even safer environment.
Exactly. So we had hundreds of applications this year from companies as far afield as Europe and Japan and Texas as well. And, you know, from those applications, we don't read any scripts. We basically have this criteria where we're looking for the boldest people in the field. We're looking for the most exciting people in the field. And we took 25 of those applications. We took 25 of those entities and we're bringing them to Saratoga and saying, how can we accelerate the work you're doing? You're on an amazing trajectory right now as an artist or as a company. And the work you're doing is work that we want to get behind. And we want to make sure that you can have the space and time to take those risks.
I think that's really interesting. You're not looking at an individual script of saying, this would be a great show. Man, we could do something with this. You're looking at the individual artists and saying, oh, wow, they really have, they have something here.
You know, one of the very unique aspects of The Orchard Project is the fact that we're, you know, we're looking at the people and not the projects.
Yes.
And then one of the other unique aspects of The Orchard Project is that we're very interested in mixing apples and oranges. So this week in the laboratory program itself, we have Stephen McKinley Henderson, who is one of this country's greatest actors. He's been in every August Wilson play you could imagine.
Yeah.
He's directing a new play about Martin Luther King in the early days of MLK with a combination of new New York City actors and local Capital Region actors as well. We have him. We have Ms. Coney Island developing a new show, you know, one of the country's best burlesque dancers. We have a circus company from Philadelphia, and we have a wonderful company called Rainpan 43 in from New York City, who's developing a show. Their last show ran at St. Anne's Warehouse in New York City and was a huge sold-out success called Elephant Room. And that's all within the laboratory program. They're all so different. And over the course of this week, they're not only developing their own work, but they're supporting each other's work. So each night there might be an open rehearsal where they're sharing with the other artists in residence the work that they're doing and hopefully accelerating each other.
What brought you to Saratoga?
Over 8 years in Hunter, which was our previous location, we were really lucky to have a fantastic set of resources as far as physical resources and opportunities to kind of expand to a particular level in Hunter. But one of the things that we kept on hearing from the artists we were working with and from the larger American theater community at large was that we needed to take a step forward and start bringing audiences into this process. We needed to create an opportunity for not only the artists to sort of be part of the developmental process with an audience, but also the audiences to be part of a developmental process with the artists. And so Saratoga provides this amazing opportunity. You know, Saratoga is this town that has the ballet, it has the orchestra, and it has YADO, one of the greatest developmental centers for the literary word in the country. But it doesn't really have theater happening in Saratoga at this level yet. And we're really lucky to be joining it, bringing theater to this community and also saying, hey, you developed the potato chip in Saratoga. You developed Talented
Water.
Mist.
Yeah.
Water. Yes, you invented, Saratoga invented the potato chip and water.
Yes.
And the Talented Mr. Ripley.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if 25 new American plays came from here as well? And that you got to be part of this process.
So what you do, for example, is that there was already a production of Church of the Passionate Cat, right? So this goes on. But also then what's happening is you're having cabarets and concerts. And I guess that furthers the work, but it also helps raise money for the other stuff, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's, you know, we see it as an entire organism that's feeding each other. So the company that brought up our first show of the season, right, which is Church of the Passionate Cat, is a wonderful young company from Texas, from Austin, Texas, that developed this show with us a few years ago. And the show may have had its first iteration in Texas this past year, but it still needs more work. And so we thought it would be really exciting to bring them to Saratoga and bring Saratoga in on the development of the next stage of it. And so we've created this opportunity for them to continue working on it, to continue accelerating it, and for Saratoga to sort of be part of it and have a sneak peek into that work. The same goes for these three pieces we're doing later in the month. We have a piece by Nina Bieber that's being directed by Teresa Rebeck, who's the creator of the television show Smash, and has also had a few shows on Broadway. And that's happening at a hotel in downtown Saratoga with John Glover and Hetienne Park, playing a story that is slightly akin to Roman Polanski meeting the woman many years later.
So that is
a workshop, but it's also going to be open to the public. Yeah. And so that's another thing that we're sort of saying, great, this is part of our process. Part of the process of accelerating the work and supporting the work is bringing people in and allowing them to push the artists forward a little bit.
And by the way, I love John Glover. Man, he's so good. Wow,
he's fantastic,
is he a really great actor? Okay, so and for the actors, and I think a little bit, and perhaps, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, but for our audience who may be trying to get a hold of this concept, similar to what Powerhouse does at New York Stage and Film in Vassar.
So, the analogy to Powerhouse is a fantastic one, because one of the things that Powerhouse has done, one of the things that New York Stage and Film has done that's very unique in the American theater, is that they've created different milestones for a project on its way to full production.
Right.
So from a reading to the musicals at the Martel to the other versions of these sort of workshops that happen at Powerhouse to then the full productions that they do, they've created these sort of benchmark moments. And those are all, you know, those are all fantastic. The difference between what we're doing and they're doing, though very similar, is that there's a greater diversity to the work. Because there's, you know, slightly more experimental works. Dance is one of the pieces that we're doing this year as well. You know, there's a piece that's a full dance piece that's taking place over at UPH as well, Universal Preservation Hall. And And sometimes when the audience is brought into the work that we're doing, the work may only be the first act. Sometimes may be the full show, sometimes may be part of the show. It may be different for each piece. Yeah. So that's something that's also a little bit different than the way that Powerhouse operates and the Orchard Project operates.
It's, but the fact, and I like that idea because you're not, there may be, and I don't want to say anything about there may be something that perhaps is thought of as more commercially viable there, where this doesn't seem, it's more about the art. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. It's just different.
It's different. It's, you know, but at the same time, it's both the same. One of the things that you're totally right to hit upon is that there's this huge gap between the moment that a playwright is sitting in their room. Usually the image we have is that they've got a cigar and a glass of whiskey and they're writing their play, and then they send it off for everyone to do. And so you've got that moment at the beginning when they have the idea. And then you have the moment that it wins the Tony Award, right? And so what happens in between? And one of the things that Powerhouse does and that the Orchard Project does is we're the rare institutions that say we're going to fill that gap. We're going to create the milestones for work to exist in between that idea and that final product.
And bring people into that idea of what is, meaning an audience, into what is happening, and give them a greater understanding of the process, but also allowing the artist and the artists to know how it's going.
Exactly. Plays and musicals don't happen in a vacuum, right? They're all written so that eventually they're going to be done in front of people. So the question is, at what point of the development process do you bring an audience in? And also, how do you bring the audience in a way where they are part of the conversation rather than just being presented with something?
You know, I know it's a small thing, but I bring it up only because I think it keys into what you were saying. I was reading a piece yesterday that the Doug Wright, who is president of the Dramatists Guild of America, wrote to CBS and the Tony Awards and said that he was greatly dismayed that the awards for Best Score and Best Book of a Musical were not telecast because, they didn't feel that it was, was really interesting, and they wanted, the show and dance of it. Meanwhile, that's the creative process. And not only that, in this case, you had three women, and it was history making, and that was sort of relegated to the, not sort of, it was relegated to the sidelines, and not broadcast. The award was given, but it wasn't broadcast on television. I bring this up because that's a really important part of the process that we do tend to relegate to the sidelines.
We have a conversation that's happening in the theater community right now about this exact topic, because not only did they put those during the commercials at the Tony Awards this year, but they've also in the last year taken the sound design award out of the award system entirely.
Right.
And so Kai Harada, who did the sound design for that same show that won the best designer, best director, best show of the Tony Awards.
Fun Home.
There wasn't even an award given out for best sound design this year.
Right.
And so this is, it's something that we work really hard to make sure that at the Orchard Project, we're looking at every single piece individually. So some of our pieces are bringing design teams up with them. Some of them are just a playwright. And whatever works for that piece is what is important to us. We'd like to think that there is no such thing as the only Orchard Project experience.
So let me explore that with you for a moment. Whatever works for that piece. So who makes that decision? Is that collaborative? Is that an artist decision? Meaning if it's just the playwright, are they the one that will make that decision? Or do they use you as the entity that is incubating them to help make that decision?
We have conversations for months leading up to their time with us as to what would be the best way to accelerate their work. And sometimes, sometimes people come with one play and they leave with another. You know, that's happened. I can think of it's happened about four times.
Which I would think would be really exciting.
It's happened those four times. And then very often, we want to set up a situation where the playwright or the team or the ensemble can pivot and start developing something entirely new. So we've also had times where playwrights or teams have come up with one project and left with two.
Well, I can't tell you how excited we are that you're in town and that you're doing all this great work. For folks who want to find out more information about what's going on in Saratoga, and there is a lot going on, go to exchangenyc.org and you'll see their whole schedule. It's exchangenyc.org and you'll see what is going on there, and it's really incredible. Ari Edelson is the artistic director of the Exchange, founder of the Orchard. It's a great pleasure to have you in here. I wish you nothing but the best of luck during the next couple of weeks and months. And I assume you're coming back. Is it you?
We're having an absolute ball in Saratoga this coming weekend. We're bringing Mo Rocca and Julian Fleischer up to do a one night only show at Saratoga that we really love. You know, the idea of bringing. Almost, this is the same NPR audience, right? So, the idea of being able to continue sharing new work with this community is so invigorating and inspiring. So we're going to be here for years to come.
I hope so. Ari, thank you very much for being with us. That's all very, very good news, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Again, you can find out more information about the Exchange and the Orchard Project by going to exchangenyc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.